Adam Long of Blue Stripe Software. Adam, tell me a little bit about this this product that you have that looks to be monitoring and actually working with multiple clouds. Looks like local data center resources and Azure resources. And,
absolutely right.
What is Blue Stripe doing here?
This is Blue Stripe's FactFinder product. Okay. FactFinder is a monitoring tool for monitoring distributed applications.
Okay.
We're looking at a map here of a live hybrid cloud application. These three servers here are up in Azure. These two servers here are in our data center in Raleigh, and this is a hybrid cloud application that spans both. And what Blue Stripe's FactFinder technology does is we put an agent on these servers that discovers all the application components on the server and then maps out their topology, how they connect to other application components. And so automatically, an IT operations and infrastructure team can get a view of all the dependencies of the application. This is live and updated in real time. It supports Windows, Linux, Solaris, and AIX systems, running any application that you might have, whether it's a package app from Microsoft or a custom application that they wrote themselves.
Okay.
Within this environment, we're actually monitoring the response times of all these components and watching transactions flowing tier to tier here. So if there's a response time issue or a service level issue with the overall application, we'll report that to our infrastructure and operations team, and then we can actually pinpoint which of these components is the bottleneck across this entire distributed system. So in one view, you can see all the dependencies that your users need and precisely which one is the service level bottleneck. Now we've partnered with Microsoft to bring this information into System Center 2012. So we can take these live distributed application maps and turn them into SCOM 2012 distributed application views. So in Operations Manager, you get a live topology map of the application that updates in real time, includes Azure Platform as a Service, Infrastructure as a Service, and data center components. And those components can include Windows, Linux, Solaris, and AIX servers. So for the first time in Operations Manager, you get a live map that updates itself where you can see every dependency of your application. And it brings that application context of distributed applications up into Operations Manager. From there, you can actually take those distributed application maps and put them into Service Manager through the integration between Ops Manager and Service Manager, turning them into CMDB population in Service Manager. Also, because we're monitoring each of these components with our FactFinder solution and getting those response time values, we can set alerts on this. So I can set an alert on my key database that actually sends an alert up to Operations Manager and says, hey, the database is slow, you need to take action. And the great thing about that is you can then take orchestrator automated remediations for the first time based on performance. So not just that you're out of resources, but hey, this server's actually slow, so maybe you need to spin up a second database and take some of the load so that you have better performance. And in that way, you can actually avoid outages. And we've had customers do that as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Alan. That's great. Great information. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.